Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is going to come.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back again across these airways and skyways on this morning. I just thank God for just his precious blood that cover my soul right now. Yet sanctified, satisfied, and filled with his precious Holy Ghost power. Power to make you live right. Power to make you walk right and talk right. Treat your neighbor right. Treat your friends right. Your strangers right. Those that you meet along life highway, you'll treat them right. So I just thank God for allowing me to come back across these airwaves on this morning, bringing you a man of word from the Lord. I hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I just want to take this opportunity to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones that might have been dealing with a long illness, those that, you know, had unexpected tragedies to come upon them. But in all the same token, I just want to send out my condolences to you and as the body of Christ, and letting you know that you're not alone, letting you know that you have brothers and sisters of the sisterly love and brotherly lovehood, gospel, a Godhead of God, hallelujah, that's praying along with you and for you 24 hours a day. They're praying for each and every one, not leaving out a single soul. So I want you to know that you are not alone. And when you saw only two set of footprints, that's when Jesus carried you. Hallelujah. Because if you was walking along on the ground, that would be four sets. But because Jesus picked you up and carried you, there are only two. And those two are Jesus' footsteps. Carried you in his bosom. So you know that you're not alone on this morning. All right, I want you to get close to your radio dial. I just thank you for allowing me to come into your workspace, to your living room area, to your island, your paradise, wherever you might be located around this planet, and you're able to get the internet. I just thank God for you, you, and you. I want to send another word of gratitude out to my listeners, those of you that continue to make Old Ship of Zion a part of your archive and your listening pleasure, and not only the pleasure, but to bring you the divine word of God that will enable you to live out a victorious lifestyle before men's and women's. Family members, colleagues, those that say you wasn't going to make it. God says, hallelujah, that you can and you shall. Hallelujah. Keep your hand in God's hand is what we have to do. We don't sway to the left nor to the right, but keep our hand to the plow and keep moving upward and onward. All right. I want you to get, once again, all your digital devices and bring them aboard, because we are in need of them on this morning. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to bring your laptop, bring your iPhone, bring your tablet, and any other devices that will allow you to pick up the scriptures as I give them out, and you can go back and read them at your own discretion. And so now we're going to move on to our opening prayer. Every opportunity that presents itself, we fail not to acknowledge the one that started it all. And I want to introduce the psalmist presenter to others, a deity. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And he's alive and well. He's sitting up in heaven on his heavenly throne on the right-hand side of his Father. And so we want to acknowledge him. He said, in all you do, acknowledge me, and I shall direct your path. So we're going to go down in prayer, and I'm asking those of you that will, that love God and honor God in all that you do and say, to bow your beautiful heads as we pray. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, we know that this all that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. We know that you promised us that when you went away, that you went away to prepare a place for us, and that when you return, you would receive us unto yourself. But until that day come, God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, and the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their hearts on this morning, everywhere and anywhere. Every crack, every crevice of this earth. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory. We won't take your praise, God, but we'll give you all the honor, glory, and praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous, mighty name. And we will let the temple of God say amen and amen. All right. I'm scheduled to be with you on 1 hour this morning. God says the same. And I want you to get your beverages. If you like latte or OJ or your water beverages, whatever you have at your disposal, bring them aboard, your danishes, your pancakes, your sausages, your bacon, your wraps, whatever that you have. You can bring that aboard. And we're just going to dig on into the Word of God on this morning. I have been away for numbers of weeks now because, like I first stated on last evening, I have a sleep disorder. And so it has had me to, each time look like that I eat my dinner, I would just get to so sleep, a deep sleep would just come over me and I couldn't even stay awake. But I tell you, you know, when you have something that you love to do and you on a mission for God, an assignment, you know, you're not going to let nothing get in your way. Not one stumbling block, might slow you down, but it's not going to stop you. Thank God for, like I said, being able to commence with each and every one of you this morning. And so we're now going to take you on into a program that's already in progression. And this morning, theme on this morning entitled Eyewitness for His Glory. I want to say that one more time. Eyewitness for His Glory. And you know, we're living in a diverse world, a society, to where a lot of us don't know why we're here. A lot of us think that the reason we're here is to, you know, be born, then grow up, go to college, get a degree, attain wealth and a family, get married and then a family, and just enjoy your life. But I want to let you know the reason that we're here. All those things is a part of who we are and our identity. But the reason that we're here is because God created us for His glory. So the Bible says that we are not our own, because we were, you and I and us and them, was bought with a price, because Jesus went to Calvary Mountain. As I first stated, over 2,000 light years ago, they hung Him high and they spread Him wide. And Jesus paid the penalty for yours and mine and our sin. Jesus didn't have any sin. Jesus did not commit any sin. So God was free from sin. The Bible says He was not of sin, and neither was a guile found in His mouth. But Jesus loved you and I and us to the point of death. And that Jesus would make you and I fishermen of men. And He instructed us to go out into the world. May it be the highway, the byway, the corner, the alley, the tent, the cafe front, honky-tonk front, Jew joint front, strip bar front, and tell of my gospel. He didn't tell me to tell and preach Janice gospel, Overseer Ward gospel. He said, preach my gospel to every creature that will listen. He didn't say, go throw my word on anybody, but He said, go preach my word. He that believeth is baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So God give us a command to go out and preach His gospel. So that means that we are bondsmen of Jesus Christ. We are bond servants of Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to get too ahead of myself, but we're going to go right now on into this word. I got some scripture reading that you can take notes and write down at your own discretion. And we're going to take our first key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads this: that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law. 1 John 1:3. All right, we're going to go to our second key scripture, and it reads like this: praise the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 9:38. All right, we're going to read our final key scripture here, and it reads this. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bond servants for Jesus' sake. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 2 Corinthians 4:5. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And let me get my eyes on so I can see what I am doing. Hallelujah. Now, our sermon again on tonight is Eyewitness for His Glory. And you know, when it comes to telling the story of a person's life, we know that there is no substitute for an eyewitness. And as Christians, you and I and us, we often refer to sharing our faith in Christ as witnessing or giving our testimony. We find out that it's an accurate concept taken directly from the Bible. And we know that John, a companion and disciple of Jesus, wrote, "We have seen and been witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to you and I and us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you." And that scripture reading, and once again, that was our first key scripture on this morning, coming out of the law of 1 John 1:2-3. So if you know Jesus as your Savior on this morning, you have experienced His love and grace and forgiveness. You can tell someone else about Him. We know that youth and beauty and theological training are not required. We know that reality and enthusiasm are more valuable than a training course in how to share your faith. When it comes to telling someone the wonderful story of how Jesus Christ can transform you and I and us into a person's life, there is no substitute for a first-hand witness like you and I. We know that Jesus doesn't need a lawyer, but Jesus needs witnesses like you and I and us. Jesus needs witnesses. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you on this morning, God. Such a wonderful God. Oh, Lord, we know that you love us, God. More than we love ourselves, Jesus. You loved us to the point of death. And, Father God, we want to take the time out and just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. You're so wonderful. Oh, song, Pastor, that brought me up with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pastor LaBurris Murray used to sing this song. He's so wonderful. Wonderful Jesus. He's so wonderful. Wonderful Jesus. He's so wonderful, wonderful Jesus. I tell you, that was a moving song, the way he used to sing it. We know, in fact, Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we come to the realization in this new world that we're living in. We know that all around you and I and us, that life is changing at a startled pace. We find out even in the church, change is happening so fast that it can be tough for you and I to even keep up. For example, to communicate more effectively with people, we find out that Christians have changed the way that the church is done. We find out many believers have become accustomed to churches without pews, sanctuaries without hymn books, and message outlined and songs projectors onto a large screen. But Christians have also recognized the need to change their method of reaching out to the non-Christians with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that churches use sport leagues to bring the gospel to people in the neighborhood. They open up food pantries to reach out to disadvantaged. They hold special group meetings for people dealing with grief or addiction. But I want to serve you notice, not everything is changing. We know that if there is one thing that Paul insisted upon, it is that works have nothing to do with obtaining or retaining our salvation. We are justified by faith and faith alone. You can go into the law of Romans 4:5. And then 5:1. Modes and methods of worship may change. But we know that salvation is through faith in Jesus alone. That will never change. We know that an unchanging is the word of God. Salvation is by grace. Through faith alone in Christ who died in every sinner's place. We know that in a world of constant change, you and I and us can trust God's unchanging word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that over 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, when Jesus lived on this earth, we find out he invited people to come to him. And he still does today. You can go into the law of John 6:35. Hallelujah. But what do he and his Father in heaven has that you and I and us need, you might ask? The one thing that we need is an urgency. And that is salvation. We know that Jesus is the only way to have forgiveness of sin, promise of heaven. God said, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That scripture reading is coming out of law of John 3:15. And also, we have a purpose after salvation. We are to give all of our heart and soul and mind and strength to follow Jesus. Whosoever desire to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Mark 10:34. Then after our purpose, Jesus comfort you and I and us. He said that in this world ye shall have trials and tribulations, but in me ye shall have peace. So God comfort you and I in our trials and our sorrow. The God of all comfort, he comfort you and I and us, all of our tribulations. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Then when we have went through our trials and God has brought us out on the other side with the victory, you and I, God will give unto each and every one wisdom. We need wisdom beyond our own for making decisions. If any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him. That's law of James 1 and 5. And then God give you and I enough strength. When we are weary, the Lord will give us strength to his people. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 29 and 11. Then Jesus give you and I abundant life. This is the fullest life that's found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Only can it be found. Come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 10 and 10. Jesus said, the one who come to me, I will by no means cast out. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, John 6 and 37. So I want to appeal to you on this morning that Jesus is calling to those who are weary. He is calling the thirsty ones too. But if for the bread of life you now hunger, hear his sweet voice saying, come. Jesus invite you and I and us to come to him for life. Hallelujah, Jesus is wanting you and I to go out into the highway and the byway and the hedges, the bridges, the mountaintop, the valley. Hallelujah, and preach his word. He wants us to be on a mission to preach his gospel, to win souls for the kingdom of God. Because when God returns, God will be coming back for his bridegroom. And if there is not any people that has come to repentance, then Jesus will not have a bridegroom to come after. But we know that Jesus compels men and women to give their life to him. All we got to do is just minister them the word. God pricks the heart. We leave that part to God. We just tell them what God has told us. Give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when Jesus saw that the masses, he was moved with compassion. In the law of Matthew 9 and 36, he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. He sent them out to preach the good news of his kingdom. And it is estimated that only 10% of the world's population, 3 billion, are believers in Jesus Christ. More than 25% has never heard of Jesus' love, even once. But as his disciples today, you and I and us, let's not just talk about the need. Let's pray and go. Tell of Jesus' goodness and that he loves them. Because when the enemy tells them that they are no good and to throw in the towel and call it quits, we can let them know that Jesus loved them. And there is a purpose. There is a purpose for them. In this harvest. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that the Apostle Paul also spread the gospel to the distant region of the world. He extended himself as a servant to meet the needs of others. He wrote this about serving. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord and ourselves, your bond servants for Jesus' sake. We know that not all of us are called to endure hardship to spread the gospel in distant lands. But each of us is responsible as a servant of God to share Christ with people in our sphere of influence. It's our privilege to help our neighbors and our friends and our relatives, hallelujah, to ask God for opening to serve and to talk about Jesus who gave himself for you and I. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that our lives is a painting created by God. And as such, I've done nothing to boast. Reflecting the image of Christ through the world is what I desire the most. We know that we serve God by sharing his word with others. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I know my time is running on thin, but I'm gonna do a little something. I think I'm gonna just bump it up a little bit, not much, but I'm gonna bump it up just a bit. Hallelujah, because I want to get all this in on this morning. God has allowed me this opportunity to I'm gonna thank him for it, and I'm gonna take advantage of it. Hallelujah. And I just want to share a little bit of story. That was an individual, hallelujah, that he did business at a local bank, and he needed to change a $100 bill. But by mistake, the teller counted him out $20 more than he deserved. And when the customer discovered the error, he walked back into the bank and quietly told her what had happened. And then the teller said, "I can't thank you enough. I would have had to make up the difference. It's obvious you are an honest man." He replied, "The reason I'm honest is that I am committed followers of Jesus Christ. Giving you back the money is something he would want me to do." And we know that as Christians, we should lead exemplary lives. And it's important that we reveal the source of strength and life who enable you and I and us to be different. As Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which are in heaven." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew and 16. Hallelujah. We know that like a brightly shining light in the darkness of the night, we will stand for truth and right. Let the whole world know it's the light behind the words that make your testimony effective. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that it is God that saves us, gives us new meaning, changes us inside and out. And your family members, your loved ones, your husband, your wives, spouses can identify the change that God has made in you and I. Hallelujah. It just sent out signals because we know that we are new and improved. We're not the same person we used to be. We might look the same, but our character has changed. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you on this morning, is God your glory? You can go into the law of Psalms 3:3. We find out that the word glory is a translation of a Hebrew word meaning weight or significant. Some people measure their worth by beauty, intelligence, money, power, prestige. But David, who wrote Psalm 3, found his security and worth in God. He said that many stood against him. He heard their cruel voices and were tempted to believe them, to give way to discouragement and depression. Nevertheless, he confronted and strengthened his heart with these words: "You, O Lord, are my shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." Hallelujah, Jesus. What a change that realization made. He had God, and his enemies did not. So he could hold up his head with confidence. Verses like Psalm 3:3 can bring you and I and us peace to our heart. Even in the midst of storms of trouble, God is your shield and deliverer. He will deal with your adversaries in due time. Meanwhile, tell God all about your troubles. Let him be your glory. You don't have to defend yourself. Ask him to be your shield to protect your heart with his overshadowing love and care. Then, like David, you can lie down in peace and sleep, though 10,000 are against you. Hallelujah. We know that, and maybe they would attack you by name. And my glory in my Savior, and I trust him just the same. We know that no one is more secure than the one who is held in God's hand. In an ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something transmit a change in your character, in your heart, and to influence you to take on our new identity in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. And the Bible says that if anyone try to come to God any other way, through this door. So you got to come at the door. And if you try to come any other way, the Bible says that you come as a thief and a robber. And I know you don't want to be labeled by God as a thief and a robber spiritually. So I would encourage you today, if you don't know God, you can stop right where you are. Lift your hands up toward heaven. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Acknowledge that you have sinned before God. Ask him to forgive you for all of your sins that you have committed. Invite him into your heart. And all of your sin will be emptied out to the sea of forgiveness. God will not remember them anymore. And you can find you a good church home where they're preaching the divine word of truth. And you can attend their Bible studies and get to know about God and start living out this victorious lifestyle. I'll tell you, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow, promise. This next hour is not promise. So I would advise you to accept God as your Lord and your Savior. He's all that you'll ever need. He can do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. So I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Block Talk Radio. The program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
Oh, you're looking for perfection, take your eyes off me. I'm just like you. I'm flawed perfectly. No fingers can be pointed. We're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. We need a little more faith just to believe. A little more love just to forgive. Let us pray, cause we all need help. Let us pray, cause we all need help. Hurt people, heal people, build people. The wrong cycles are lethal. Lessons life will teach you. Let us move from the valley to the mountain view. We need a little more faith just to believe. A little more love just to forgive. Let us pray. Cause we all need help. Let us pray. Cause we all need help. We all need help. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We all need help. Say we want to be better. Say we need to be better. Yes, we do. And I know what we need. Yes, I know what we need. We need a little more faith.
Jesus, do save me. 'cause it's been so long since they began. Sometimes it's hard to wipe the tears. I've just been holding on from prayer to prayer. Lord, I'm in your house, needed something for my house. I tried every resource, only you can work it out. Oh, oh, oh. I need you now, baby, now, oh, oh. I want you now. I need you now. There's no other half I know. Keep me from falling. Yeah, yeah. I need you to be.
You and your presence. And today we look up, and in all of your presence, in all of your glory, and in all of your power, you're holy. You're holy to me. Take a listen.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're so holy.
You're so holy.
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
So let me walk across the sand, the oceans in your head so I can follow through. Oh, let me see you great I am. Let me hear and understand. So I know that I am with you. Now I'm caught up in the whirlwind that leads straight to you. I will never leave this place till you tell me to. There's a bow your heart, but you hear in the fire. My heart as you desire. That's how I'm living it. Every day I live to die and let you in. A supernatural life and love when you're with me. Flowing from your heart to mine back again. That's what special living in. Worth every heartbreak as you hear the song. Yes, I'm blown away by your smile. Only you are all good to me. And I'm hoping I'm lost in your glory. Just a baby, but your tender mercy. When you're within, flowing from your heart to mine and back again. That's what nature is. Worth every heartbreak and each tear that falls. We're sitting around to go to take your call. Hard to give me life, that's why I'm living here.
I'm praying. Yeah.